chili.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever had a Dairy Queen chili dog, you know that it ain't too high quality.
I've never had that. We don't have a Dairy Queen anywhere near me, so.
Wouldn't recommend it, Bob. Wouldn't recommend it.
Now, the dairy on Orangeburg, I grew up on their hot dogs. They had some good. But you can't find it hardly any. Some of the best hot dog chili I found is Ruth's Salads. If you can find it anymore. They make a chili. It makes a really good hot dog chili.
Mm.
But, you know, anyway.
Sounds very
good. Again, we just had National Hot Dog Day. It was just Tuesday, wasn't it?
People are just making up days, Bob. I just don't understand it anymore.
So tomorrow will be National Slow Dog Day.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we'll have Mike Hoover in Columbia, criticizing people for putting slow on a hot dog, I guess.
Here we go. Whole nother Twitter debate, right, Bob?
They were still talking about this morning.
The slaw on the sandwiches?
The slaw on the barbecue sandwich,
jeez,
yes.
People let it rest. Golly. So,
I mean, I don't think he meant anything. I think he was trying to be funny.
Yeah, and then it started an
But then it's
war.
Twitter. You can't be funny on Twitter.
No, you
can't be sarcastic on Twitter.
Nope.
You'll
have 80 replies in 5 minutes if you're
right,
sarcastic.
And the main thing I love about Twitter is, especially when they don't agree with you, is that you're wrong. You know what I mean? And when it's something simple, if I like slaw on a barbecue sandwich, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Well, why am I wrong? Why can't we both? Why can't we both like it? Right? You like it your way. I like it my way.
Yeah. There's no
nobody's wrong.
There's no individuality on Twitter. It's it's all or one or you are the worst.
And they'll argue with you till hell freezes over.
Oh my God.
It's just it is ridiculous. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I think a word y'all are, or a phrase you're going to hear a lot in the coming months regarding this move is tortious interference. It's basically when you can prove that somebody is basically colluding to damage your business or anything that's contractually obligated. And I guess the ESPN trying to get those guys to go to the AAC is it's so they don't have to pay them the $1.06 billion that they're going to owe the Big 12 schools until 2025. It's actually, I think the Big 12 tried to use that claim against Texas A&M and Missouri when they left initially, but there was no collusion of any kind. There was never a threat of evidence, but, you know, if Bowlesby says he's got evidence, you know, of course, ESPN, of course, you know, you go to a prison and everybody in there is innocent. So, of course, ESPN's going to say, you know, we didn't do anything, but, you know, we'll see what comes out as far as the proof goes, but it could be interesting. This could legitimately be tied up in the courts for years.
Right.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah, that's right. When you're thinking about it is, if Texas and Oklahoma stay, the Big 12 could survive anything. They didn't.
Well,
they didn't care.
Time.
They didn't care. Missouri left. They didn't care that Texas A&M left because they had Texas and Oklahoma. Now they're losing Texas and Oklahoma, and they have nowhere to go.
Yeah, they're like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction, looking around the empty room.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. I'll go back to my statement I made a couple of days ago. I wish I could just go to sleep, wake up on the morning of September 4th, and go to Columbia and just have college football and not have to worry about all this. Because none of this is good for college football.
No. It's all a money grab.
I can't see it.
Yeah, it's just all a money grab. And, yeah, you're right. It's taking the tradition out of college sports and started with the NIL, and now it's happening with the conferences.
And it leaves such a big unknown out there.
Yeah.
What is the next shoe to drop? And we don't know. And trust me, there's this thing's not over. And fully expect tomorrow. I think the SEC is meeting today. Fully expect tomorrow, Texas and Oklahoma will be members of the Southeastern Conference. Not saying they'll start play right away,
right?
But they will be members. I think again, from what little bit I know, I think it would be very easy that by next year you might see Texas and Oklahoma on the schedules in basketball, but all the other sports.
Right.
With the exception of maybe football.
Yeah, because football's
going to take a long
time. And it
might take a couple of years.
Yeah.
Because of contractual obligations and stuff like that. And then the SEC, they've got a lot of work to do, too. They've got to totally restructure their divisions, how they determine their champion, how do you determine your schedule. I mean, there's a lot more changes coming down.
That's what I'm really trying to figure out is what they're going to do once this is finalized with the divisions, how we're going to split it up, and then once other teams start getting added to other conferences, how that will be split up and how games will be played. I really, like, this is all speculation because we have no clue how this is going to unfold.
Right. And do we go ahead and try to figure that out now, or do we wait and see if there's more coming?
Well, we got to figure it out now. You know, we're talking sports, but hopefully they'll figure it out soon so we have some
right.
Because we have no clue what's going to happen. There's no definitive line that we know. So it's just all up in the air at the moment.
I really like – I remember when this came out, the next morning the SEC Network, folks at the SEC Network came up with the four pods.
Yeah.
And I really like that idea.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether Greg Sankey and the presidents and the athletic directors like that idea, I really have no way of knowing. But I really, really, really like that idea. Forward, and I don't like the pods. We've got to come up with another name besides pods. But South Carolina would be in with Florida, Georgia, and Kentucky. They would play, obviously, those three teams. Mm-hmm. They would play three other teams. They would play two games against each of the other pods.
Yeah.
So that would be nine conference games.
Wow.
So South Carolina would play Georgia, Florida, and Kentucky. They would play two of either Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, or Vanderbilt, two of either LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, or two of either Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Right.
And the way they have it figured out, you would play every team in the league at least once every 4 years.
Mm.
I like that idea.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I thought that was very well thought up by the folks at the SEC Network. But again, are we stopping at 16?
I would love to stop at 16, you know, because it seems when you look at that graph and how they put it together, it's like, oh, this makes sense. But then when you are talking about 32 and 64 and even 72, it's like, all right, now we have no clue the landscape and how this is all going to work
out. Right, absolutely. So who knows? Just a matter of sitting back and wait. All I know is September 4th. Eastern Illinois better watch out, man.
It's game of the year, first game.
They better watch their step because we're coming for them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We're going to end Eastern Illinois' reign of terror.
And they've been on a tear, Bobby. They've been on a tear.
Oh, man. Hey, if you need that car wash, son's ass too hot to wash your car, go to Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 North in Mount Pleasant. They are a full-service car wash. They do detailing as well. You can check out all the services at cactuscarwash.com. As we always tell you, stop in, meet the local owners. Phillip's always there. He's got that floppy hat on. Say, hey, Phillip, tell me about that $39.95 monthly charge where I can get unlimited car washes. Unlimited. $39.95 a month.
What a deal. Jeez.
I mean, you pay depending on what kind of services you get. I mean, you get a deluxe wash, that's $37 right there.
Bingo.
So you can get unlimited car washes at Cactus Car Wash right across from the town center in Mount Pleasant. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Taking another look at the highways this afternoon, police continue to report an accident on I-26 eastbound at mile marker 220. Still working an accident on Ananap Boulevard at Johnny Dodds Boulevard. Still reporting the accident on Rivers Avenue at Otranto. EMS and police continue to work an accident at Brownswood Road and Maybank Highway. Another accident on the Mark Clark westbound at exit 11B. Another accident on Rivers Avenue at Woodbine. An accident on Rivers Road at Seabrook Farms. EMS and police are on the scene of an accident at Cross Creek and Folly Road. EMS and police are on the scene of another accident at Patriot Boulevard and Ashley Phosphate. This traffic report is being brought to you by Holy City Brewing. Join Holy City Brewing for live music every Friday and Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. and more live music during brunch on Sundays from 11:30 to 2:30, or compete for house cash while social distancing during team trivia on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. My Wi-Fi X from Home Telecom extends coverage to the whole house. Live your world faster with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and humid with a high around 87. Mainly clear and humid tonight with a low around 76. Partly sunny, warm, and humid Friday as we launch another low country weekend. A high around 91. Looking ahead, PM thunderstorms Saturday. Partly cloudy Sunday with scattered thunderstorms throughout next week. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Southern Lumber and Millwork cares about you, your home, and your happiness, and they team up with suppliers that feel the same way. Supplying Weyerhaeuser Truss Joist Beams for homeowners gives builders and homeowners peace of mind. Truss Joist is engineered to resist warping that can lead to squeaky floors. Get Weyerhaeuser Truss Joist from Southern Lumber and experience the Southern difference.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
If you're injured, you're entitled to more benefits than the insurance company wants to pay you. What you need is an experienced, proven lawyer to fight for those benefits for you. Don't bother calling the insurance company. Call David Ayler Law Offices at 843-744-4444.
I can do this.
We believe in you.
Each day brings hope.
Every day, millions of people celebrate their recovery from addiction and mental illness while others begin their journey. Be a part of it. Share your strength, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together, we are stronger. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Sun is set right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm
air. Howdy, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Man, that dude went a long way for a beer.
Yeah, geez. I guess, you know, all the way to Mexico. I guess you get some good Corona down there, maybe.
I don't even, they probably laughed at people drinking Corona, don't you think?
Oh, more than likely.
In Mexico?
Yeah.
I mean, Corona was made in the United States.
Right, right. I don't know why I was thinking it was made down there.
Modelo, maybe that's what they drink.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow you have a chance to save a life by giving blood tomorrow at Cruise Chevrolet from 11 to 4. They're having another blood drive. You can sign up. Go to redcrossblood.org. Use the sponsor code CRUISE. Walk-ins are welcome. And all donors receive a complimentary certificate of an all-in filter change, tire rotation. They're doing a 27-point safety inspection. They'll top off all your fluids. You know, great deal. It's about a $90 value. They'll even wash your car. So you'll get that certificate if you give blood tomorrow from 11 to 4 over at Crew Chevrolet. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Good.
I got a couple of questions for you. When is media day for Carolina as far as team day? Is it this weekend, or do you know when?
I know when the official media day. It's usually about the middle of August. So it's
okay.
probably a couple weeks away, yeah.
All right. I just can't remember what they did in the first part, or like you said, middle of August. Now at the Braves, do you think they still got a chance, or you think they're done?
No, I think they got a chance. I mean, they're only four back. They've got what? They played 103 games, so what is that, 59 games left? I think they can win their division. Do I think they can win the World Series? No. But really, I thought they pitched well in this series against the Mets. But again, the Mets hitting has been a little bit of a problem for the Mets. So I don't know how much to take away from that. I'm not giving up ship. You're going to see the Braves make any big moves tomorrow at the trade deadline. Injuries really hurt this team. If they were healthy, I think the Braves would probably be walking away with this division. But unfortunately, they're just not healthy. So,
Two more things. One, has there been a downer sighting lately? Because I hadn't heard him on here in a while.
No, because the Cubs haven't won in about 3 weeks. So we haven't heard from Jim.
Imagine what would happen if that would happen to Ohio State this year. He'd probably go hibernate for a while. One last question. Now, I haven't heard my boy Blake in a while. Y'all haven't gotten rid of him now, have you?
No, he's up front. He's filling in. He's got to fill in for Brenda. He'll be up front next week as well. So,
he's top dog now, huh?
Yeah, he's up there. I don't know. He must have had the short straw to take that gig.
What, but, I'm not good enough for you, Ricardo?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just not used to be hearing you all the time. That's all. You're all right, too.
I'm all right. Appreciate it.
No offense.
All right, man.
Bye.
Blake, he sits up. He don't even listen to the show.
Who?
He sits up and listens to the music.
Yeah, he had one of the oldies stations on. I said, "What are we doing, Blake?"
Listen. I mean, no loyalty in this world anymore. I mean, come on.
Give me
a break with that. All right, we got to take a break, and when we come back, we'll check in with our buddy Scotty Eisberg from Channel 4 Sports. We'll do that in a minute. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ. 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 on certified pre-owned and financed with GM Financial, 6-year warranty, 24/7 roadside, and more. Find new roads, cruisechevrolet.com, and Cruise Chevy on Rivers.
Right now, South Carolina residents can get free tuition for more than 70 programs at Trident Technical College. That's right, free. It's no gimmick and easy to qualify. Just apply to the college, choose an eligible major, complete the FAFSA, and register for a minimum of 6 credit hours. Free tuition programs are available in engineering, manufacturing, maintenance, and technical trades. Free tuition programs are also available in culinary, hospitality, health and human services, as well as information technology. Get the skills you need to be work ready. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a career change, this is the perfect opportunity to get a quality education without student debt. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online or in person to learn more about free tuition programs. We're here for you. Your success, your future, your college. Visit trinitech.edu and enroll today.
This hour is brought to you by the Bradley Insurance Agency. Call the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO. That's 843-881-AUTO. Or email Philip Bradley at allstate.com for a quote today.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 9 at night and Sundays 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant at the Charleston City Marina on Lockwood Drive, which means one of the best views in the city. Parking validated. Offering dine-in, takeout, and outdoor dining. Come grab a bite at a Charleston favorite. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.
Have you missed working in the medical field? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical units. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career, it's a calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 when financed with GM Financial. Yes, we are. Bumper-to-bumper warranty and more on certified pre-owned vehicles. CruiseChevrolet.com and Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new Super iTech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with a free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to talk sports with Bobby Harden. Now, here's that football-loving, barbecue-eating host of Fan Talk, Bobby Harden.
On ESPN 98.9 FM and ESPN AM 910.
Long neck ice cold beer never broke my
Everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon right now. Best time ever if you want to sell your home. Low inventory, not many houses on the market. One's on the market, they're selling fast. Many times up to $20,000, $30,000 over list price. With today's low interest rates, you're actually able to buy more house. You can, and with that extra money, just think about what you can do. You can buy new furniture for your new house. You can buy a boat, buy a car, whatever you want to do with it. Anyway, because of the low inventory, many people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that new home. And that agent is my friend Matt O'Neill. Matt is a top producing agent in all of Charleston. He's got a long list of qualified buyers, and they are ready to buy. Matt is the only agent in town that will give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home in just 24 hours. He also gives you another option. We tell you about it every day. Matt will give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. What they're finding is people are going out, they're finding the home they want, somebody swoops in with a cash offer, and they lose the house. So Matt's going to give you the money, cash money, to buy that house before you even list your home. So be the all-cash buyer who wins that offer on your dream home. Take advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to MattO'NeillRealEstate.com. Do we have Scotty?
Yes, sir, we do.
All right, check him now with our buddy Scotty Osberg, who I have a feeling will be joining us out here soon. Scotty Osberg, how are you, sir?
I am well. Is he still supposed to be there at 5:30? That's what I've heard. The last was the plane lands a little before 5:30. That is when I was supposed to get out there.
Are you going to meet him at the airport, or are you meeting him here?
No. I'm going to meet him at Patriots Point. I'm not going to meet him at the airport. I'm going to stalk him out at the airport. Shane,
hey,
I'm going to see you in 5 minutes down the road. But, hey!
You chased Doug Wojcik into an Applebee's one time in Augusta or something, wasn't it?
I'm not going to the airport. I'll be over at Patriots Point to see you there.
Yeah, I think he's going to be about 5:30, 5:45. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were told. So, yep, I'll be live out there. Funny thing is, I was going to play in the golf tournament this morning, and I couldn't swing it. After doing the Greenville thing yesterday, I had to get my kids to, camp this morning and everything, and I was like, man, I mean, I would be killing myself if I'm going to be in Lugoff Elgin at, 7 o'clock this morning when he's going to be in Mount Pleasant this afternoon. I'd be nuts if I go up there. And oh, by the way, play golf in 97-degree heat. I said, you know what, I'm going to make the smart decision on this one and hang in town.
Yeah, I mean, it's hot here. I can't imagine what it's like in Columbia.
Yeah, oh gosh, I think it was just brutal out there today. I mowed my lawn today, and I came in as sweaty as I've been in a long time. So, needless to say, I didn't need to be out on 18 holes of a golf course this afternoon. So this is working out just nice. Sun's going to start to set. Shane Beamer right here in Mount Pleasant, about 5 seconds from the station. I can run over to the River Dogs game right after that. Like, that works out a whole lot nicer. I'll take that setup for sure.
Yep, absolutely. I was talking the other day. Last couple of days I've mentioned it, and probably the same for you. I mean, this is usually our slow time of the year. And, thank you to the Big 12 for all this drama. We have something to talk about.
Yeah, no, we really do. First of all, you throw in the Olympics, too, which helps. I mean, because there's been drama with the Olympics, too. This conference realignment is going to get us through the talking season with something other to talk about, something else to talk about than just the normal, how does your quarterback look heading into practice for the first, that stuff just drives me crazy. It just bores me so much that I love having conference realignment stuff to talk about. I love having NIL stuff to talk about. Tonight's the NBA draft. There's just so much going on right now. It is game-changingly different. It's fantastic. This has been a great summer for talking, for sure.
When do the high schools get started? They already started?
Today. High school skiza started today. I was at Porter Gaud first thing this morning. Porter Gaud went at 8 o'clock this morning. I mean, most schools are getting it in early, just because it is so hot outside. And, you know, once that, what's it called, the wet bulb thermometer tells you to go inside, you got to go inside. So most of the schools are going at 7:30 in the morning. I mean, they're going good and early. And so I talked to Brad Bowles out there today. Johnny Waters, we're going to go over to First Baptist. We'll have a photographer over there at 6 o'clock today. So First Baptist is starting. I know there's a new era at Palmetto Christian. I believe the new head coach is Will Owens is his name. He texted me last week to let me know that he's in place and ready to go. Will Owens is his name. J.W. Myers, kind of turning things at Pinewood Prep around, Northwood Academy. So, yeah, I mean, all of them start today. And then first thing tomorrow morning, everyone will be out on the field for the public schools. And then tomorrow night, they're going to do a Midnight Madness practice at Ashley Ridge. Just more of the things that Shane Fidler is doing to kind of change things up at Ashley Ridge. So they're going to do the Midnight practice at Ashley Ridge tomorrow night. So, a lot going on, and it's football season. It's here, and you know these teams. It's so not like the first day of. I mean, because there's so much 7-on-7 in the summer, so much work done in the summer. I mean, it was like Porter Goud came out and took the field this morning, and they went right into formations of like football plays. You know, so it's not like that first day where they're getting them like suited up for new helmets and stuff like that. I mean, it's like literally first day is first practice because we've been doing this all summer sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. If my math is correct, we're about 2 weeks away from these jamborees, right?
Yeah, I mean, these jamborees are coming. There's one, 2 weeks from tomorrow night. So, they're coming fast. We're talking September 2nd is opening night for college football with the Citadel and Coastal Carolina that Thursday night. I mean, that's not very far away at all. I mean, we're doing the talking season thing right now, but it ain't that far away. I mean, tomorrow? Saturday is August or Sunday is August. So, I mean, you're a month away from college football. I'm looking forward to hearing what Shane Beamer has to say today. I think he finally, I felt like the first day at the first Gamecock Club meeting this week up in Columbia, he was blindsided by the SEC transformation. And then he was able to compose his thoughts a little bit more at the coaches for charity thing. And then he had Augusta last night. And I think now he's kind of got his answer. And now he's kind of using it as a recruiting pitch, too. Like, hey, like, you want to play against the best? Do you want to be among the best? Well, I mean, there's no other place to go than the SEC. And he's going to, I think he's going to use that to his advantage. Will it work in his advantage? I don't know. I mean, he's got to do his, his coaching job has got a whole lot tougher for sure. It's kind of an interesting thing. And I think I'm sure that 90% of the people there tonight must be, that's what they're curious about. That's what they want to know. Are we going to have Texas and Oklahoma in this conference? Are we going to maybe one day have Clemson in this conference? Are we going to have West Virginia maybe one day? Ohio State and Michigan? Like, who knows? Like, what is our conference going to look like in a couple of years? So, I think that's a lot of the questioning that Shane Beamer is going to be getting, because, I mean, beyond the nitty gritty X's and O's of heading into camp. I mean, that stuff only can excite enough people. But I think anybody in that building tonight is going to be curious to know what is our college football landscape going to look like in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, just think about what all he's done this week. I mean, you just kind of went over it. He spoke to the Columbia Gamecocks on Monday, Charlotte on Tuesday. He did two yesterday.
He did Augusta and Charlotte yesterday. He did the coaches for charity thing the other day in Greenville.
And he's got practice starting a week from tomorrow. So I hope he gets some rest this weekend.
Yeah, well, you know what? This is part of being a head coach. I mean, this is, and he said it. He said it the other night. He said, Dabo Sweeney told me, do I have a scuba gear? He goes, why do I need scuba gear? Well, he's like, because you're going to need it to keep your head above water. You're going to be able to breathe because, when this season starts right now and you're the head coach, I mean, football is the most important thing, but that program needs a figurehead, and you're the figurehead. So, you know, whatever X's and O's you used to do, I think you see that's why so few coaches call the plays themselves. That's why so few coaches are, you know, actual coordinators as well. I know he's going to run special teams, but, I mean, it's just there's so much other ancillary stuff that you've got to do. And certainly it helps when you have a private plane. I mean, it's going to take him shorter to get to Charleston than it's going to take you to get to Publix. But that being said, I mean, that helps for sure. But, yeah, I mean, you're in a different city, and this stuff is so important. I mean, do you know how important it is for him to go out there and speak at the coaches' clinic? You have a captive audience for a full hour of every single high school coach in this area, and then you walk out into that lobby, and everyone wants to talk to you. I mean, that saves you so much time going from school to, and you're still going to go school to school to school to school, but, you know, if you impress, I mean, I talked to so many coaches up there, and they're like, oh, man, we loved hearing from Jamie Chadwell. Oh, we loved hearing from Sean Elliott. We loved hearing from, you know, Shane Beamer. I really think he's got it going. Like, those coaches, that's their time to interact with them. And, that, I mean, you know that recruiting is so important to, you know, be with the high school coaches. And, you know, that stuff is invaluable to a program, to bring your staff up to the coaches' convention and speak to every coach in the state is an invaluable resource to a head coach. So it's well worth the time.
All right. Other than Beamer, what you got tonight?
So other than Beamer, we are talking first day of football over at Porter Gowd, and then tonight is the NBA draft on ABC. Our good friend, our old pal Chuck Drizel was in town today. He is holding his camp this week at Porter Gowd, so I went over to Chuck Drizel and got him because, you know, he is the head coach at the Marais School in Washington, and his former player is Luca Garza, who was the best player in college basketball last year and hoping to go in the NBA draft tonight. So I talked to Chuck Drizel about what it's like to have a former player, you were his head coach in high school, be in the draft tonight. So we'll hear from Chuck Drizel tonight. We'll hear from Johnny Waters later on tonight. Go over to the River Dogs. They're doing the Guinness Book of World Records largest chicken wing eating contest or something to that effect tonight. So we'll have that as well. And whatever else comes up, we'll certainly have it. And then also, I know Caroline Balchunas is doing a really nice story tonight with John Davis, the pastor up at Charleston Southern, former football coach. I mean, John, everyone knows John up at Charleston Southern. He's coached football. He's a pastor. His son, JD, played baseball for the Citadel, and his younger son, Josh, is playing for Clemson next year. And, you know, he's been diagnosed with brain cancer. He's got a brain tumor, and he's starting to fight it Monday. Monday is when it starts. So, you know, Caroline's got a really nice story on John and the battle he's facing, but the support he's getting from the Charleston Southern community. So that one's certainly worth tuning in for or looking for online.
Well, if you're ever looking for a story with Chuck Drizel, you could ask him, what is it like to have lived next door to Boston John?
Oh, you live next door to Boston John?
Yes.
I didn't know he lived next door to him. Oh, gosh. I did not know he lived next door to Boston John. I always felt like Chuck and I got off to the wrong foot, and now we're like boys. He came up and gave me a big hug. Like, I don't think he liked it that first year when I was calling him Righty. I don't think he thought that was funny. And I always felt like he probably doesn't like me because the whole Righty thing. Like, I called him Righty on the air a bunch of times, and, like, I just don't think he thought it was funny. But now we're totally, that's 10 years ago already. Like, we're totally good now. All is good. But I probably shouldn't have done the Righty thing, right? But I feel like that's the natural thing. You got to call Chuck Drizel.
Yeah, you have a way with coaches here. They used to coach here in Charleston, Scott.
Righty Drizel. So,
I will see you when you get out of here.
I'll see you out there. Sounds good.
Okay, man. Scotty Osberg coming up in Channel 4 Sports and 6 and 11. If you're looking for a place to eat tonight, maybe you guys don't have a ticket because this is sold out. The Gamecock Welcome Home Tour sold out tonight. But if you want to get something good to eat, head over to Home Team Barbecue. 3 locations here in Charleston, West Ashton, downtown Sullivan's Island. Don't forget Home Team in Columbia for game days coming up this fall. Because you can order it from here, swing by there and pick it up, and it's that much hotter and that much fresher. How about that?
That sounds good to me, Bob.
And you know me. I'm all about freshness.
Hot and fresh.
And hotness.
Yes, you are.
You know, the red light's always on at my house.
There you go.
Hot and fresh.
Hot and ready, baby.
Anyway, so go see the good folks at Home Team downtown, open to 1 tonight in West Edge and Sullivan's Island. They are open till midnight. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, our award-winning Pushing Report. Mike Abel will join us. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Taking another look at the highways this afternoon, police continue to report an accident on I-26 eastbound at mile marker 220. Still working an accident on Ananap Boulevard at Johnny Dodds Boulevard. Still reporting the accident on Rivers Avenue at Otranto. EMS and police continue to work an accident at Brownswood Road and Maybank Highway. Another accident on the Mark Clark westbound at exit 11B. Another accident on Rivers Avenue at Woodbine. An accident on Rivers Road at Seabrook Farms. EMS and police are on the scene of an accident at Cross Creek and Folly Road. EMS and police are on the scene of another accident at Patriot Boulevard and Ashley Phosphate. This traffic report is being brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. 2 locations on Rivers Avenue, across from the Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and humid with a high around 87. Mainly clear and humid tonight with a low around 76. Partly sunny, warm and humid Friday as we launch another Low Country weekend. A high around 91. Looking ahead, PM thunderstorms Saturday. Partly cloudy Sunday with scattered thunderstorms throughout next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disasters strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Thick thighs save lives, y'all. And in this case, they are saving the Low Country from the national chicken wing shortage. From the creators of Wingstop, let me introduce y'all to Thighstop. Delicious thighs the whole family can enjoy. Visit Thighstop.com to place your order or check them out on DoorDash for delivery.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
All right, well, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon time now for our award-winning fishing report, the only fishing report Bill Dance listens to. And for that, we bring in our good friend Mike Abel from Hadrell's Point. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about y'all?
Doing good. How's everything going on over at Hadrell's?
That's good. It's been busy. Finally got some nice weather, a little hot, but got a lot of folks fishing.
Yeah. It's too hot to fish. I'll tell you that now.
Well, I'll tell you, when you get on a boat and you got a little breeze, and if you're lucky enough to have a boat with a T-top or some type of cover, it's actually pretty nice.
All right, in your case, if you're just lucky enough to have a boat, right?
Hey, now, don't hit me where it hurts. Come on.
Well, I mean, we've been waiting on this purchase for a long time. So, anyway.
I'm still working on sponsors.
Actually, I heard you went fishing. How was it?
Yes, I went Tuesday. I had a buddy took me. We ended up going for a little while. You know, I think we fished from like 6 to 10. We went to the jetties just trying to catch, really hoping to catch a tarpon, but, you know, or even a big redfish. But we just ended up catching 8 or 9 sharks and a stingray. But, man, I tell you, it was just, I mean, even though it wasn't the target species, it was nice just to be on a boat, man. It's just such a good feeling.
Well,
just,
you know,
they cut it short because that rain came up. We had that storm coming up from the south, and for a 40% chance of rain, it was 100% pretty quick.
Well, you know, if you, I know you said you went for tarpon. I know of a seminar coming up a week from Monday that maybe you can get a few pointers.
Well, I don't know if I should be the guy leading it or not since we didn't catch one. But, yeah, we got one on August 9th over at our West Ashley store. So it's at 6 o'clock. So once everybody gets off work, hopefully we'll have a good crowd and just go through a little PowerPoint that I have and just share some tips and things I've learned over the years and things that hopefully just better their chances at catching the tarpon before it's over. And we got another, what are we, in August or in into August, September. Usually by the end of September, it's pretty well over. So a couple more months worth of trying, and that's about it for the old tarpon.
Well, there you go. Fishing offshore, let's start with offshore. What do you think for this weekend, some of the best places to get some bites?
I mean, this weekend, so they've got the James Island King Mackerel Tournament, and I don't know that the weather is looking all that promising, but it hopefully it'll shape up. I mean, obviously still a couple days. You know, it usually changes in South Carolina every couple 10 hours, so it's got a chance to recover. But I mean, a lot of those guys are just going to go near shore, just go to like 50, 60 feet of water, which that bite usually heats up this time of year. I mean, it's you know, you go to 60 to 100 feet of water, whether you're going north, south, straight out, as long as you're on top of some structure, you know, artificial reef or whatever it is, like you have a good chance of catching bottom fish like grouper and snapper, and then as well catching cobia and king mackerel really on the surface. So that's always a plus. I mean, a lot, that's what some of the guys will do. They're trolling for, you know, deeper to start with, and if they're just not as successful with that, a lot of times they'll come back in and split the day up and bottom fish just to put some meat in the box.
There you go. How about inshore?
Inshore, I mean, everything really has been pretty good. I did go the other day with another buddy, and we caught some Spanish and bluefish in the harbor. We were looking for the Jack Crevalle, which are pretty fun fish to catch. I mean, they're just, the toughness of those things per pound is just pretty pretty intense. I mean, you can catch a 25-pound fish, and it just take you 20, 30 minutes or so. They just have a ton of power. But unfortunately, we didn't see any that morning, but we ended up catching some Spanish and bluefish. And as far as your trout and trout and redfish and flounder, I mean, all of that is still going really strong. I mean, I still recommend to a lot of folks, just go early. You know, that is the best thing you can do in the summertime when it's so high. It's like, go fish in the creeks in that shallower depth early, and then as it progresses through the day, go sit at the jetties in 10, 15, 20 feet of water, and you can definitely be, you know, continue on with your success of catching fish. So.
Absolutely. I see where you've got some more items coming in from ICAST. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, I mentioned last week, like, ICAST is just a show where, you know, all your big manufacturers go to showcase to retailers and other manufacturers, boat manufacturers alike. I mean, they're all there to showcase a new product. And so, yeah, I'm pretty excited about them. We've got some pretty substantial orders in with a lot of the companies like Shimano and Daiwa and Penn. You know, Penn's got a new slammer spinning reel coming out. Daiwa has a Saltus MQ. Daiwa has actually introduced a lot of new rods for the trolling scene and even like sword fishing scene. So that's going to be very new for them. That's something they've touched on but haven't really gone deep into. And so this year it looks like they've got some. And even Shimano, you know, they've got a distribution center here in Charleston. And a lot of their staff has really moved here, and they've really taken to adding some new rods to their lineup. You know, as far as that goes, for sword fishing and other kind of specialty things that, you know, some of your big manufacturers may not typically have. But it looks like a lot of them have really stepped up and added some stuff to their lineup. So I'm excited to see it. Hopefully, in the next, you know, I would imagine it's still probably going to take a few months for a lot of this stuff to still come out, but I'm excited to see it, so we'll see what happens.
Hunting season right around the corner. Do you guys expect any shortages? I know last year that was a problem getting product in. Do you expect any shortages this year?
Well, I mean, I'm really hoping not to. I mean, you know, the ammo has still been a pretty tough thing to feel like we can get on a consistent basis. I mean, right now, you know, some of the guys that are kind of preparing for dove season might use like a slightly heavier shot than what we have right now. And, you know, really what they're just going to have to do is just go to a target load, which might not be the ideal thing, but it's just a lighter load that, you know, guys are just going to have to shoot at doves. And I do feel like the buckshot, and I mean, we've, you know, for the last few months, we've really been looking into duck season already just because it's so hard to come by. So, you know, I do feel like there's certain areas like that, especially in the ammo side, that's going to be tough. Even the firearm side is still tough. But as far as your general stuff like clothing and all, I think we'll be okay with that stuff. But ammo, man, that's ammo and firearms, that's a tough one.
There you go.
You better have bought it yesterday.
For all your hunting and fishing needs, go see Mike and the staff at Hatteras Point Tackle and Supply, 885 Ben Sawyer Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. They got a West Ashley location as well. That is located at 47 Windermere Boulevard. Mike, it's always good stuff. Appreciate it, man. You have a good week, and we'll talk to you about your new boat next week, okay?
Sounds good. Y'all be good.
All right.
He's gonna get it.
Upset when I keep asking him about his boat.
He's
right?
Gonna get it one day, and then as soon as he gets that boat, we're filming some content with you on that boat fishing right with Mike Abel.
Well, you know, when we first started this, he sold his boat, and he was gonna get another one. He has yet to get a boat yet.
You do ask him every single time that he comes on. You're like, hey,
right. I think he's doing it the right way.
Right.
Just go on somebody else's boat.
Yeah, exactly.
You ain't got to worry about the insurance. You give them a little money for gas.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe bring the beer. You know.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's.
You ain't got to worry about parking it. You ain't got to worry about the upkeep on it.
Oh, yeah. Growing up in Charleston, yeah. I mean, that's what we did. I didn't have a boat, so I was like, hey, I'll bring some snacks and things if I'm allowed to hop on the boat, sir.
That's right. Let other people worry about all the this stuff that comes along with
maintenance
with boat ownership. So that's the route I would go. But,
yeah,
you know,
he needs his own boat though. He needs his own boat.
Maybe I'll leave him alone about the boat. I think he gets aggravated with me.
Well, no, if he listened to our Matt O'Neill read, he'll know that he can use that extra cash with Matt O'Neill to go get another boat. Isn't that
get
right?
Get a boat. That's right.
Bingo.
Absolutely. But he's got to buy another house. So.
He does. He does.
He can't even make a decision on a boat. I don't know. We're going to house right there. So
maybe a little.
All
far.
Right, we're coming up top of this hour. One more hour to go today. Scott Glaze, he'll join us at 5:25. Hopefully, we'll get a coach or two if they get here in time. If not, we try.
We try.
That's all we can do.
That's all that matters, right?
We gave it the old college try. for whatever that's worth. So anyway, 2 hours in the books, got another hour to go. Stick around, we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Now more than ever, businesses need a banking partner that puts people over profits. At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, your local business is personal to us. We'll help you one-on-one with services and business loans for your most pressing needs, like vehicles, equipment, and mortgages. South Carolina Federal has always been not-for-profit, with a focus on value to help you turn a profit. For more on our business services, visit scfederal.org/business. That's scfederal.org/business. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Diesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Diesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda, from Stokes Honda.
Hello, Low Country. I'm Christian Halleck, Director of Sales for Hauling Axe Tree Service. Do you have trees you would like removed, a tree requiring a trim or increase in elevation? Or do you simply have a tree that is causing you concern? Are you concerned with the upcoming hurricane season? Well, Hauling Axe is the company for you. We offer a wide range of services regarding your trees and landscaping needs. We specialize in the most difficult of tree jobs. When you hire Hauling Axe, you're hiring the best of the best. We are a firefighter owned and operated, and we provide the same level of professionalism and efficiency to your tree job as we do serving our communities. We invite you to call us today at 843-302-1924 to schedule a free estimate. Military, first responder, and other discounts available. We are licensed, insured, Hauling Axe Tree Service. And that number is 843-302-1924, Hauling Axe Tree Service, serving the Lowcountry for all their tree needs. Find us on Facebook and all social media at Hauling Axe Tree Service.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Buying an engagement ring is more than just saying you love someone. It's saying you don't want to live life without them, and you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And that's why it's Cattell's Manufacturing Jewelers. We so want to help when two lives come together. And why, just like you have your family doctor or dentist, we want to be your family jeweler. Your full-service family jeweler. Full service because we work the metals and set the stones all in-house to create some of the most unique pieces, all for exceptional value. We also carry some of the hottest designer brands like Coast Diamond, Romance Bridal, and Viraggio. But it's our unique ability to custom create unique specialty pieces in our workshops just for the two of you that make us your family jeweler. For your engagement ring, come let us show you everything that that can mean. Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, Mount Pleasant, Charleston, and Scatell's.com.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life,
young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon on the road today. We're at Harborside East, where the Welcome Home Tour will wrap up today here in Charleston. Shane Beamer, some other coaches, volleyball coach, a new soccer coach, a lot of folks here.